plurality agree it is a good thing Anthony Fauci is stepping down. By Hannah Blow on September 2, 2022. A plurality of Americans agree it is a good thing that Dr. Anthony Fauci is stepping down from his prominent roles by the end of the year. A poll from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked, Anthony Fauci will step down from his positions as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden. Do you think it is a good thing or a bad thing for the country that Fauci is retiring at the end of 2022? A plurality, 45% said Fauci stepping down is a good thing. And less than a quarter, 23%, consider it a bad thing. Just short of one-third, 32%, remained unsure. Three-quarters of Republicans consider Fauci's decision a good thing. And a plurality of independents, 43%, also agree. While one would assume that Democrats would be in favor of Fauci remaining in his roles, they remain split, as 36% said it is a bad thing he is leaving, and another 36% are not sure. Over a quarter, 28%, consider it a good thing. The survey was taken August 28 to 30, 2022. Among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens and follows Fauci's August 22 announcement. I am announcing today that I will be stepping down from the positions of Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and Chief of the NIAID Laboratory of Immunoregulation, as well as the position of Chief Medical Advisor to President Joe Biden. I will be leaving these positions in December of this year to pursue the next chapter of my career. While Fauci's departure marks the end of years of controversy and flip-flopping from the divisive health official, Republicans have warned that his departure will not stop them from continuing to investigate the origins of the Chinese coronavirus. Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak. Paul stated in light of Fauci continuing to deny that the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab, infamously changing the definition in order to cover his tracks. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website, Paul told Fauci in November. And what you've done is change the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done, he added. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, also cautioned that Republicans will not be done with Fauci either, warning that a GOP House majority will hold him accountable.